Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here it is, the week we've all been waiting for, the week that the 66th session of the Montana Legislature adjourns sine die. For those who don't know, the Latin phrase sine die, correctly pronounced sine die, means without day. It means adjourning without assigning a day for further meeting. In reality, it's the end of the end, the completion of a legislative session, the final motion made and the final vote cast before legislators pack up and leave town for good. In this case, it could come as early as tomorrow, but more than likely on Wednesday. The legislature adjourned last Thursday for a 3-day Easter break. The Senate will come back into session at 5 o'clock today, and the House reconvenes tomorrow. At this point, the order of the day is hurry up and wait. Offices and rental homes have been cleaned out, boxes have been packed, and cars loaded. Everyone's ready to go home. As conference committees finish up the final few bills, legislators mill about waiting for the next floor session to convene, with each floor session moving them one step closer to adjournment. From our perspective, this has been the best session we've had in a decade. We started the session with a long list of active bills and an equally long list of bills on our watch list. Job one for our government affairs team is to kill the bad bills. Those that threaten the right to life, or marriage, families, and kids, or those that threaten religious freedom. This session, as always, there were many, and this session, we were able to beat them all back as we have for nearly 20 years with the help of conservative legislators. It's important to remember that this is a team effort. No one person, legislator, or organization is an island unto themselves. It takes all of us working together to promote and sustain those things that will keep Montana the best place to raise our children and grandchildren. If job one is to kill the bad bills, then job two is to pass some good bills, a job made more difficult by the fact that Montana voters opted for Republican control of the House and Senate while placing Democrats in control of the governor's office. It's a recipe for gridlock, where the only bills that pass are liberal pieces of legislation supported by a small group of left-leaning Republicans joined by all the Democrats. For us, it's frustrating. We work hard for months to pass solid pro-life, pro-family, pro-religious liberty legislation, only to watch it die under the veto pen of a governor with a polar opposite worldview. At least Governor Bullock does it quietly. Governor Schweitzer used to take far too much pleasure running a red-hot branding iron with the word veto right through legislation that he disagreed with. And speaking of quietly vetoing legislation, have you noticed how little attention the infanticide ban has received in the press? If I had to guess, the cynical side of me would bet the mainstream media is running cover for the governor while he quietly vetoes that bill. If you believe that infanticide is wrong, please call the governor and urge him to sign the ban on infanticide. That number is 444-3111. That's 444-3111. And while you're at it, please urge your friends and neighbors to call as well. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.